Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Leading Portage 55-20 at half. Royal Boys leading Hillsborough 26-16. Philly Flip Phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Timeout on the floor. 11-7. Dodger leading. 9-16 remaining. First half in area girls basketball from WRCO Sports.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Bill Nee with you tonight on a Thursday night. I want to take time out to wish our faithful engineer, he's 19 years old, Michael Hernan. Happy 19th to our engineer and board operator tonight. Have a great birthday there, Michael. He's partying out there with some cheese balls and taco Doritos and maybe some stale cinnamon rolls. So party on, Michael. Action is underway. Here we go. Bartz on the right side throws it back to the left side. Riley, bounce feed off to the baseline. Mallon driving low, lost it, out of bounds. It will be River Valley basketball. So it comes back the other way. Number 5, Brooklyn Stokes, will get it in play, and the Blackhawks will get it moving. 11-7, Dodgeville leading. Stokes off to the near side. DeVinny now back to the far side. Hegland, left wing, fires it back to DeVinny. DeVinny, now Osborne, tries to baseball it inside. Picked off by the Dodgers. Abilene Bartz gets the steal, and Dodgeville the other way with it. Here's Brom for a three on the way. Good for Dodgeville. Nice triple, and that'll make it a 14-7 score. Ball comes to the near side. Back it goes to the far side, back to DeVinny, top of the key, three-point answer is good for Alexis DeVinny. That is River Valley's first triple, and it is 14-10. Ball stopped in the backcourt, Dodgeville lost it, picked up by Woodhouse. DeVinny might have got the tip. Here goes the pass to DeVinny, and she'll go up and score. This game quickly changing the momentum back the other way now. It's a two-point game, 14-12 Dodgeville. Ball goes to the right side, caught by Mallon. Back to the middle, whipping it across now is Doherty. Doherty, right side, Riley. Over to the left, it's going to go to Mallon on the right. Down to the deep corner, three on the way, no good for Addison Riley. Put back up, no good for Mallon. Rebound by Dodgeville, shot is up, no good. Shot up again by Dodgeville, no good for Riley. And the rebound pulled down by Hegland. Heidi's pass deflected, and she is knocked down. The ball loose, picked up by the Dodgers. Two-on-one break, shot on the way, and good for Lydia Riley. That'll make it 16-12. Dodgers will get physical on the half-court trap. Ball goes off to the left side. Woodhouse down to 7-12 remaining in the first half. Knocked loose by Riley, picked up by the Dodgers. Dodgers will play an improved basketball tonight. Marks across the timeline, near side three for the left wing. No good for Mallon. Rebound pulled down by DeVinny. So Lexi DeVinny brings it across the timeline. Now swings it down to Hegland, near corner. Heidi with the ball, fires it back to Osborne. Osborne looking for a cutter through the lane. On a drive now, fires to the baseline. That's Woodhouse. Little 10-foot rainbow for the baseline, won't go. But for a last touch by Dodgeville, out of bounds. Two each coming in, Myers and Blakely for River Valley. And into the game for Dodgeville, Let's see, number 22, Raveline Bartz, returns. And one other player, I'm blocked out a little bit, Caleb Romp. Ball comes in play. There's the pass deflected, knocked down, and off of the backboard, and it comes into the hands of Dodgeville. Dodgeville gets the steal up by four, and the ball, 6:30 remaining, first half. Down to the baseline, three-pointer on the way. Dodgers, no good. Rebound by the Dodgers, back up in a crowd. Shot won't go for Brom. Rebound by Osborne. Baseballs it up ahead, caught by Stokes, and she will score. Brooklyn Stokes and River Valley looking good in the open court. That makes it 16-14, Dodgers by two. Pass comes in play to Bartz, lobs it across. Dodgers going to try to break it down. Now kick it out on the wing. Left side looking at it from three. Won't take it. Down to the baseline. Now moving in is Brom. Shot away. Oh, blocked by Ella Myers. Ella Myers rejects it. And the Blackhawks take it back the other way. Blakely penetrates a little bit. Fires over to Deviney. Three on the way. Good for Lexi Deviney. And River Valley takes the lead. Dodgeville wants a timeout. 17-16. River Valley back in front, 5:40 remaining, first half. Area girls basketball tonight from WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Dodgeville with the basketball after the timeout. River Valley has taken a one-point lead. Very competitive first half. Dodgers drive lane. Oh, Myers rejects another shot. This one from Bartz. And the rebound taken by Osborne. She'll sling it up now to the near side. Stokes drives. Hey, knocked away and out of bounds. Dodgeville got it off of River Valley. It will be Dodgeville ball. Good play by Marley McGraw. Making the play on the end line and creating the turnover. It'll be Dodgeville basketball. Pass comes in play, and Bartz helping out of the press breaker, takes it across the half-court line, bounces it to the corner, picked off by Stokes. Here she goes, two-on-one, feeds it off to the right side. Osborne, shot is good. Kareen Osborne with her first basket. That makes it 19-16, River Valley by three. This is their biggest lead in the game. Pass comes for Dodgeville up to half-court. They've got the press broken, and we'll set it up. Just under 5 minutes remaining here in the first half. Dodgeville basketball. They'll sling it over to the right side. Three on the way, and that one is no good for Riley. And the ball is tipped loose out of bounds. And the officials are going to call it to Dodgeville side, it looks like. Into the game for the Dodgers will be number 10, Emma Doherty. Emma making her second appearance in the game, and let's see, Mackenzie Woodhouse is in for Kalia Blakely. So Dodgeville puts it in play. There's a shot by McGraw. It's up. Myers blocked and rebound. Dodgeville put back by Doherty. No good. Myers with a rebound. Back to Woodhouse, and the Hawks run it to the baseline. Free throw line. Osborne driving. Fires it back to Deviney. She has to chase down the loose ball and has it. Right side down to Myers. Lobs back to the near side. Osborne. Deviney for three, and it is good. Just to the right of the top of the key. She's got three three-pointers here in the first half. And Alexis Deviney makes it a 22-16 ball game. Right now, Dodgeville trying to answer. They'll get it down for a shot. Up blocked by Myers on the attempt there by Doherty. Here's Osborne up ahead, and the shot for Stokes is good at the other end. River Valley on a big roll, 24-16, 3:40 remaining. They get the steal. Here's the up, and shot is good after the Stokes steal. Woodhouse with the basket, and River Valley is all of a sudden shot out to a 10-point lead. Wow, I didn't see this coming. Dodgeville had the lead of 16-12, and River Valley on a 14-0 run. 3:32 remaining, first half. Area girls basketball coming your way tonight on WRCO Radio and WRCO.com.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Boys basketball tonight, Mineral Point leading Boscobel 44-20. DeSoto 58-43 over Key, Iowa. That was a final for girls basketball. Dodgeville brings it in play. They've been on a little bit of a scoring drought. River Valley has kind of fine-tuned its defense. Dodgeville with a press breaker, and Bartz across the half-court line is double-teamed, and a foul is eventually called on River Valley. That'll be on DeVinny. That is her first. Sixth overall on the Blackhawks as a team. Dodgeville has been whistled just once. Lucy Spahn is in for River Valley. And Dodgeville will start it in play. McGraw bounces it in. It's caught by Doherty. Doherty with the basketball. River Valley matching up. Person to person. Doherty off to the right side. Now McGraw. Left side, Bartz. Bartz shot of the lane, blocked again. That one by Spahn and picked up by Woodhouse. And here come the Blackhawks across the Hawk at center circle. Osborne penetrates a bit, gets down deep. Shot is up, blocked by McGraw. Picked up again by Dodgeville. Lydia Riley will run it the other way. Riley crosses the half-court line. Looks over the scenery, moves to the right side. Backs in off a screen. Gives it back to McGraw. Now Doherty cutting in the lane, and she will score. Dodgeville breaks its scoring drought. 26-18, the ball game score. River Valley looking for an answer. Shot on the way for Hegland, no good. Rebound Dodgeville. Doherty into the front court, now driving. Two on two. Shot is up, no good. Rebound by River Valley. 2:22 remaining first half. Woodhouse across the half court line. Drives it, gives it, swings it back to Osborne. Osborne, nowhere to go. Fires off to Woodhouse. McKenzie backs off, gives to Stokes. Stokes to the near side, Hegland. Hegland with the basketball. Looks for a cutter, now finds Woodhouse. Tough shot high off the glass, no good. Fought for, rebound pulled down by Dodgeville. Abilene Bartz with the ball. A minute 54 remaining. First half, River Valley by 8. Dodgeville trying to scissor away at that a little bit. McGraw catches it in the corner from Brom. McGraw drives, throws it into the lane. Tough shot is good by Emma Doherty. So two baskets in a row, and it's 26-20. River Valley by 6. Hegland catches the up ahead, throws it back top of the circle. Stokes on a drive, gives it back to Osborne. Now throwing it left side, Woodhouse. Woodhouse drives, gives it back to Osborne. Osborne slings it high and out of bounds. Intending it for Hegland. Blakely along with Grace Morey and Alexis DeVinny return for River Valley. A minute 17 remaining in the first half. River Valley leading it 26-20. Dodgeville fires it in play. Now moving along the far side is Bartz. Bartz crosses the timeline. Bartz all the way down deep, throws it inside. The ball is kicked out of bounds. It'll belong to Dodgeville. Looks like the band is starting to assemble to play again. Must mean halftime is nearing. Pass comes in play. McGraw throws it low post, forcing a shot as Brom. She is fouled and will go to the free throw line. So the foul marked on River Valley will be its seventh. Kayla Brom goes to the free throw line where she is 1 for 2 tonight. Takes a look on this one, and it is good. Kayla Gottschild's got the bounce, the roll going on tonight. That makes it 26-21. Gottschild has cut the lead to 5. It was 10. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound by Woodhouse, and she'll bring it along the right side. Stops, just under a minute remaining. Spahn, left side, DeVinny. Halftime right around the bend. Blakely fires it off to Morey. Morey brings it back to Woodhouse. Free throw line, left, drives, fires off to Morey on the baseline. 44 seconds. Back it goes to DeVinny. Now Blakely gives it off to Morey. Morey, now Spahn. Spahn on the right side. Woodhouse, nowhere to wander, gives it back to DeVinny. DeVinny with the basketball, throws it inside. Blakely, turnaround shot on the way, no good. Rebound by Wasley. Wasley bringing it across the half-court line. Slings it off to the right side. Doherty, three try on the way, and it won't go for Bartz. It's out of bounds with 14 seconds to go. Gottschild looking for the three. Could have brought it as close as 2 points. So the Blackhawks on the other side will possibly look for a good one. Gottschild back into the person-to-person D, and a timeout has been taken by River Valley. We will keep it here for this one. Michael Hernan, our engineer, getting our halftime tape ready there. We'll be taking a look at the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update coming up right after this end of the half. Again, River Valley leading at one point, 26-16. It's 26-21. They will have the ball. And an important teaching reminder and point right here with 14.7 seconds. They will try to get something up court and get a decent look here as the half starts to wind down to a close. Competitive first half, that's for sure. The horn sounds and the teams head back to it. River Valley will need to bring it length of the floor. Gottschild has not been putting out any kind of a full court press. So the inbounder is Stokes, brings it into Woodhouse. And River Valley with 12 seconds crosses the timeline. Woodhouse on the right wing over to the near side. Osborne down low. Woodhouse tough shot, no good. Rebound Gottschild. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Half court bomb on the way and no good. Not bad for Doherty. Hits the backboard and it bounced just a little bit long to the front rim, and that'll do it for one half of basketball. River Valley leading it 26-21 over the visiting Gottschild girls basketball team. Coming up, our Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update, and then some more scores at halftime. High school girls basketball coming your way tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The high school wrestling season is coming down to the last few weeks before the upcoming postseason. Conference dual clashes and the regionals in a few weeks. River Valley co-head coach Dan Makovic talked to me about how his team is preparing and what it has on the schedule yet.
Yeah, we have a duel against Lancaster on the 24th, and then we're going to wrestle in Richland Center on the 31st of January. So those are our last two dual meets of the year. Right now, I think we're sitting 10-10 on the year for dual meet record, and I know the kids are very conscious of that. Like, they want to finish with a winning record, and so they're definitely doing everything they can to make some tweaks, because we did lose the Lancaster at the SWC duels, but again, some kids didn't make weight. We had some injuries, We're still trying to find a way to get Noah Radke into the lineup, but also not use him too much to aggravate his previous injury. So we're still trying to find ways to make it happen to get a full lineup so we can be somewhat healthy going into the Lancaster duel and then finishing against Richland Center.
Right. The whole goal is to be ready for the postseason, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, getting kids mat time is a huge goal, too. So, for example, if a varsity kid's not ready to go, we've been working on JV kids. Like, Bradley's been filling in when we can if our 150 is hurt, or if Wyatt Knockreiner and Blake Brickle, they ran into a situation where they're going to have more than 50 matches, so we didn't have them wrestle at Sauk. And Bradley was immediately ready to fill in, but then we said, "Now let's get you to the JV state tournament." He said that was a good goal for him. So the kids who are up in the room right now, they all know that these last two duels, they have an opportunity to get in there because our goal is to fill a team and give those two duels everything we have.
That's Dan Makovic, co-head coach of the River Valley wrestling team. Good luck to the Blackhawks as they prepare for the upcoming postseason. WRCO will have coverage of the upcoming SWC-SWAL clash. That's on February 8th. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care, and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply. Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40 plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Here at halftime, River Valley in the advantage, 26-21 over visiting Dodgeville. At one point, Dodgeville had taken a lead of 16-12. River Valley went on a 14-0 run before Dodgeville scored again. And then since that time, River Valley has not scored. It's a 5-point game. River Valley leading it 26-21. Alexis Davini had a really good first half. 3 3-pointers and a 2 for a total of 11 points. 4 points each for Brooklyn Stokes and Ella Myers. 2 points apiece for Karina Osborne and Mackenzie Woodhouse. And Heidi Hegland has 3 points. Leading Dodgeville this evening with 5 points, Emma Doherty. 4 points for Brianna Wasley. 3 for Abilene Bartz. Kayla Brom and Lydia Riley each contributing as well. Brom has 2 points. Riley has 7, including one of the team's 2 three-point baskets. Bartz has the other one. Dodgeville, 5 of 8 from the line. River Valley, 1 of 2. Not a lot of fouls called in this game. We'll see if that changes in the second half as teams tire a little bit, but it's been, they're letting them play. And the game is, as a result, moved on pretty well. River Valley won the JV game, 37-35. And now the Philly flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. A final tonight, Prairie du Chien 58, Richland Center 12 in the Southwest Conference. Girls basketball, Platteville 29, Lancaster 26. Girls final, Judah and Barneveld meeting. Barneveld winning 86-27. Wisconsin Dells 81-12 over Nakusa. It was Arcadia 54, Westby 32 in girls basketball. And West Salem has beaten Viroqua 98-67 this evening. So that's the extent of our scores. Our latest ones tonight, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, offering you great deals and great service in the rural communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. 26-21, River Valley leads Dodgeville here in girls basketball. The second half is next on WRCO Radio Sports.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
We are underway in the second half at River Valley. Blackhawks leading 26-21 over Dodgeville in area girls basketball. Woodhouse to DeVinny. Three-pointer on the way. River Valley, no good. DeVinny gets her own rebound. Back it goes to Stokes. Whips it over to Woodhouse. Far side. She'll shoot a three. It is no good. Bought four and out of bounds off of River Valley. River Valley back with its original starters, Woodhouse and Stokes, along with Osborne and DeVinny and Hegland. Dodgeville with the basketball and Marley on the right side. Marley McGraw gives it off to the right side, throws it down to the baseline. Bartz. Bartz holds it up, little give and go there inside. A kick out by Doherty, and now McGraw down the boulevard. Shalloway knew good. Fought for, rebound by Doherty, kicks it out. Three on the way, won't go for Riley. And now chased down by Hegland and the Blackhawks. Osborne back to Hegland. Brings it across the half-court line. Takes it down deep. Tough shot is good for Hegland. Heidi Hegland makes it a 28-21 ball game here into the second half. Dodgeville trying to keep pace now as they bring it. Along the left side, tipped into the backcourt and picked up now by Stokes. She'll drive. Shot is up. No good. Put back block. Woodhouse's shot blocked and out of bounds. And it will be River Valley ball, it looks like. A couple of really hotly contested shots there. And it will come back now to the Blackhawks. River Valley looking to put it in play. And here is Woodhouse into Deviney. Deviney drives in the lane, 14-footer, partially blocked and out of bounds again. Dodgeville getting a hand on the ball. River Valley will have it again. Timeout for a shoelace. Dodgers, Kayla Brom getting back into the game now as well. And we are set as the Blackhawks put the ball in play, leading by 7. Here is the baseline feed, Woodhouse off to Osborne. Now Hegland on the near side. Heidi with the basketball. Uses the pivot. Fires it over to the far side. Caught there by Woodhouse. Now to the inside. Osborne backs up. 15-footer is good from the free throw line. A kick out to Karina Osborne, and she hits that little mid-range jumper. 38-21 River Valley by 9. Across the timeline, the Dodgers. Looking for some offense. Doherty takes a 15-footer. It is good, and that's a two-point answer. 30-23, River Valley. Blackhawks bringing it off to Hegland on the near side. Down to the baseline. Held up by Deviney. Swings it back to the far side. Now caught by Woodhouse. She'll drive. Kicks it off to Osborne. Osborne near side. Nothing. Throws it to the baseline. Held up by Woodhouse. Now on a drive, Osborne creates a shot from the near side. It's going to be lost, saved by Hegland into the hands of Doherty and Dodgeville basketball. Dodgeville pushes the up ahead. Bartz throws it low, and it's going to be a foul on the floor. That's going to be called on Karina Osborne. That'll be the first foul of the second half. So Osborne, Karina gets her first foul. Addison Riley checks in for the Dodgers. And Dodgeville will start it in play from the baseline. Pass comes in. It is caught. Nothing. Now the ball comes back to the left side. McGraw. Back door. Tough shot up. And that is good for Emma Doherty. Dodgeville running the offense. That makes it 30-25. Back to a five-point game. 3 minutes into the second half, River Valley basketball. Pass to the low post. It's going to be knocked away on the pass intended, but now picked up by Deviney. Slings it off to Woodhouse. Back to Deviney, throwing it into the lane. Now Stokes, turnaround shot on the way, no good. Hegland secures the rebound, brings it off to Deviney, and Dodgeville fighting for the basketball. It's loose, picked up by Deviney. She is double-teamed, triple-teamed, and eventually fouled by the Dodgers. That'll be the first. Dodgeville adorned in their dark orange and black lettering. River Valley in the home whites with black lettering. Foul is called on Marley McGraw. That'll be her first. Either team with anyone in real foul difficulty. And here comes the inbound feed for Woodhouse. Gives it in now. Left side. Caught on a drive. Hook pass down low to Myers from Osborne. No good. Rebound Hegland. Kicks it out. Deviney shoots a three from the near wing. It is no good. Fought for, and Hegland secures the rebound in the lane. Tries to get rid of it, and a timeout is going to be called. She was in despair in the lane there, and Coach Joe Woodhouse gets a timeout before a turnover occurs. So that makes it timeout River Valley. 14-27 remaining in the game. They lead it 30-25 in area girls basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
We're back after the timeout. River Valley takes a three, top of the key. It's no good. Tipped around. Rebound near side by Woodhouse. Flings it back now to Stokes. She'll drive. Fires it back to Osborne. Karina drives. Gets a higher percentage shot. No good. Myers good with a putback. No, it won't stay. And the rebound by Dodgeville. So they're down by five. A couple of players slow to get up at the other end. And Marley McGraw near side for a three for Dodgeville. It is good for Bartz. And this game just got interesting again. A three-pointer makes it a two-point game, 30-25. River Valley, 13:35 remaining tonight. River Valley's biggest lead, 10. It was 9 not that long ago. Pass comes near side, Hegland for a two, and it is good from the wing. Left wing two-pointer. That makes it 32-28. River Valley now in the lead. Ball far side, shot on the way, and that is no good. Fought for, rebound pulled down by Osborne. Outlet slings it to Woodhouse. She'll drive down deep, leans in, gives to Myers. Ella has it knocked away by Dodgeville and out of bounds. So a four-point game, 32-28. River Valley brings Kalia Blakely into the game. Heidi Hegland checks out. And it will be River Valley to inbound. 5 minutes into the second half. Ball is caught here by Osborne. Fires it now to Stokes. Stokes looking for a cutter. Blakely, right wing. Quick move, free throw line right. Dips it back to Stokes out near the half court line. And now Osborne. Osborne with the ball. Nowhere. Fires it off to Blakely, left wing. Now she'll drive. Gets down for a closer shot. On the way, no good. Rebound by Dodgeville, and here they go. It's Doherty taking it to the hoop. Shot on the way, won't go. Rebound River Valley. Blakely with the ball. Kalia driving all the other way with the left-hand shot. No good. Blocked by McGraw. Put back by Myers. No good. And a foul called on the rebound attempt. That'll be marked against Dodgeville. That'll be their second foul. This one is on Marley McGraw, her second. So River Valley will start it in play. The inbounder is Mackenzie Woodhouse. Mackenzie looking, lobs it. Caught in here by Stokes. Takes a pass low to Myers. Nothing. They're going to be knocked away and picked up now by the Dodgers. Dodgeville the other way across the timeline. They are down by four with 12-12 to play. Nice backdoor pass. Shot is good by Doherty. Boy, a beautiful pass by McGraw. Just whipped it to her back door, and it's a two-point game again. 32-30. River Valley with the lead. Blakely, top of the circle. Stokes now down to Woodhouse, just up from the baseline. Back to Blakely. Kalia pivots, gives it to Osborne. Osborne looking for a cutter. Drives along the right side, down to the baseline. Now hooks it back to the left wing. Shot of the way, it is no good for Stokes. Rebound by McGraw. Marley with the outlet pass. Up ahead now on a dribble drive. Doherty lays it up for the tie. No good. Myers hustling. Gets the rebound for River Valley. Back to Woodhouse. Getting our wind sprints in. Here goes the pass to the left side. Woodhouse top of the circle. Now Blakely over to Stokes in front of the River Valley bench. Stokes gives it back to Blakely. She'll try a three from the left wing. It is good. Kalia Blakely with her first basket. River Valley back in the lead by five. At 35-30, they have maintained a lead. Dodgeville has kept it close. Doherty driving, throws it off to Riley. And here is Addison, drives to the lane, nothing. Kicks it back out, right side. Three on the way for Dodgeville. It is good, and they answer with a triple of their own by Josie Mallon. That'll make it 35-33. River Valley, 10:44 to go. Blackhawks try to get it down low to Stokes, and they will. They'll leave it up high for Myers. She can't get it. Picked up by Blakely. Kicks it out. Woodhouse with a shot. No good. Ball caroms out of bounds. And it will be Dodgeville basketball. Into the game, Alexis Divini and Heidi Heglin. Brianna Wasley returns for Dodgeville. Lydia Riley will put it in play for the Dodgers. We'll have to bring it length of the floor. Down by two, 35-33. Into McGraw, back to Riley. Riley across half court. Crossover dribble, uses a screen on the near side, feeds it down to McGraw. Back to the corner, McGraw now fires it high post. Tough shot on the way, no good. Addison Riley. Rebound pulled down by Woodhouse. And Stokes going the other way. Stokes motoring inside, shot no good. Offensive foul is called. Stokes called for the foul. And the person taking charge was Josie Mallon. So for Brooklyn, that is her first foul. Team fouls are even at two. 10:09 remaining, 35-33, River Valley leading Dodgeville. Here is McGraw across the half-court line. McGraw drives deep, backdoor pass, shot is out of the way, and good, and we are tied. Addison Riley with her first basket. 35-35, River Valley leading the back door open, and Dodgeville taking advantage, a couple of baskets recently. Pass goes inside for Heglin. On her shot, she is fouled. And she will go to the free throw line. So the foul is marked. Dodgeville's third. And this one is on Addison Riley, her first. Heglin can untie the score. Heidi has been to the line once. In fact, she's been the only River Valley player to shoot a free throw. She was one of two in the first half. This one in the air, and it is good. That unties it at 36-35. 9:44 remaining in tonight's game. Second throw, Heglin in the air, and that went high on the bounce and bounces off. Wasley with the rebound, and the Dodgers with the ball. River Valley leading by one and tipped into the stands. Good hustle by Stokes on a pass intended for McGraw. It will be Dodgeville basketball. McGraw holding it here on the near side. Bounces it into Riley. Riley just across the half-court line. Dodgeville could take the lead. Pass comes to the high post. Knocked loose and stolen by Blakely. Blakely up ahead to Davini. Now knocked loose by Dodgeville. And on the floor, McGraw ties up with Stokes. The arrow goes to River Valley. 9:23 remaining. Abilene Bartz is into the game for Dodgeville. She has one of their three-pointers tonight. Heglin will put the ball in play from the baseline. Heidi gets it in. It's caught now by Blakely. She'll drive down deep. Nothing. Fires back to Davini in the corner. Three on the way. Won't go. Gets her own miss. Put back blocked by McGraw. Picked up by Myers. Kicks it out. Three for River Valley. Good. Nice shot by Brooklyn Stokes. And the Hawks go up by four. 39-35. 9 minutes remaining in the game. McGraw drives down deep for Dodgeville, throws it into the low post, and a foul called on River Valley. Dodgeville will be shooting two as Lydia Riley goes to the free throw line. Trout on hand tonight, getting their money's worth, even if they didn't pay. Foul is on Kalia Blakely, that's her second. Free throw is no good for Lydia Riley. Coming to the game, Kayla Brom. Corinne Osborne is in, and so is Mackenzie Woodhouse for River Valley. Second free throw now in the air, and that one is good for Riley. That makes it a three-point game, 39-36. 8:53 to go. Woodhouse to the front court, throws it to Osborne. Back to Stokes. Stokes on a drive. 10-footer on the way. No good. Myers put back up. No good. Fought for. Rebound to Vinny. Up in the crowd. Shot blocked by Dodgeville. Vinny saves it back inbounds. Loose on the floor. And there's a foul call. Dodgeville and River Valley colliding for the ball. It's going to be against Dodgeville. That's on Lydia Riley, her second. Officials asking about the number. I think they called it on the wrong side. That happened in the first half, too. So instead, it is on Woodhouse, and I think in that instance, it was on McKenzie again. So wave it off, number three for Dodgeville. Put it on McKenzie Woodhouse, and Dodgeville gets the ball. It's River Valley's fourth foul, third on Woodhouse. 8:30 to play, three-pointer Dodgeville on the rim, and that is good for Lydia Riley, and we are tied at 39 again. 8:20 remaining, tied again in the ballgame, 8:18, left side, now right. It's Woodhouse on the wing for River Valley. Slings it over to DeVinny. DeVinny now to the baseline, now backing off for a three. Stokes, oh yes, it's good. Step back and hit a three. Brooklyn Stokes, her second triple. River Valley leads it 42-39. Dodgeville ball, they'll work it, low post. Move it in, shot up, no good by Brom. Blocked by Myers, rebound River Valley. Here's DeVinny airmailing it to Stokes on the baseline. To Woodhouse. Woodhouse in the lane, dumps it low. There's Myers, turnaround shot, no good. Fought for, and loose ball. Timeout called by River Valley. 7:39 to go. Blackhawks leading it 42-39. Area girls basketball coming to you down the stretch in the Southwest Conference on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear? You can purchase or rent. Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Thank you, Pam. We got to get a formal I can wear to the game here one of these times and really arrive in my Pontiac vibe in style. Timeout is over. River Valley ball. They lead it 42-39. They'll bring it in. Woodhouse driving to the lane. Nothing. Fires it back to DeVinny. Back inside. Give and go. Shot on the way for Stokes in the lane. No good. And the rebound by Addison Riley. Dodgeville ball. 7.5 to play. Wasley brings it along the near side. Riley. She'll drive the lane, kicks it out near side, three on the way. Dodgeville, no good for Bartz. Rebound Addison Riley, and it's going to be knocked away, loose and into the stands, tipped and off of River Valley, it looks like. It'll be Dodgeville basketball. Fill the flip phone, fill it up tonight. Lots of scores coming in here down the stretch. Thanks to our birthday boy board op, Michael Hernan. Three from the corner by Bartz, no good. Rebound by Lydia Riley. Swings it back to Addison Riley. Dodgeville setting it up in the corner. Wasley, nowhere to go. Now they'll give it down low. Addison Riley posting up. Her shot is good. Dodgeville within a point. 42-41. 6:51 remaining. Woodhouse across the half-court line. Right side, Osborne. Osborne looking for a cutter. Dodgeville with its hands up. Playing the person-to-person defense. Pass comes left side, caught by Woodhouse. McKenzie back to DeVinny, top of the circle. Lexi looks, fires it back to Stokes. River Valley around the perimeter, looking for an opening, and they'd really like to get it to Myers. Dodgeville's kept her pretty well at bay here tonight. Ball goes far side, DeVinny. Give and go. There is a little runner from the baseline. No good by Stokes. Put back by Myers. No good. Rebound Riley, and Dodgeville with the ball. They can lead. Riley along the left side to Wasley. Wasley into the front court, left wing. Front of the DeVille bench, now brings it back top of the circle. Drives all the way to the right side. Leaves the dribble. Addison Riley meets the ball. Left side, deep three for Dodgeville in the lead. No good. Rattles off for Bartz. Rebound, River Valley's Brooklyn Stokes. Stokes across half court. 5:50 remaining. Three on the way for River Valley. It is no good for Osborne. And DeVinny is tied up on the rebound by McGraw. The alternate arrow points to Dodgeville. Heidi Heglin returns for River Valley, and Emma Doherty is in for Dodgeville. Boys final, Royal 60, Hillsboro 48. Also boys final, Mineral Point 86, Boscobel 38. Waniwatch Center 2-0 this week. They had not won, but now two wins this week, 41-37 over the Cedar in boys basketball. Dodgers take it across the right side. Doherty penetrates a bit, nothing. Fires it back to the left side. Bartz. Bartz in the lane. Tough shot for two in the lead. No good. Rebound pulled down by Stokes in River Valley. Brooklyn flying the other way down to the baseline. River Valley sets it up. Osborne directing traffic. Osborne moves to the left side. Backs up toward half court. Throws it right side. Nobody there. Not out of bounds. Unforced turnover. And River Valley turns it over. Highland girls win at Benton, 69-24. That a final tonight. Cuba City 85-42 over Riverdale in boys basketball. Bevan Dennis hits 30 for Riverdale tonight. Ball comes to the right side. Dodgeville again down by one, trying to lead. 5 minutes to go. Baseline, Doherty. Doherty right side. Riley now back to the near side. The young Dodgers have played well tonight. Now Addison Riley drives. Oh, rejected by Myers and out of bounds. Ella Myers, just a sophomore, but she's kind of got that whole block thing down. Good clean block coming from the angle, and it's Dodger ball around the baseline. There's a lob in, caught here right side by Bartz. They're working it into McGraw. Marley bounces it back door, and Addison Riley is fouled on the play. She'll go to the line. Weston boys defeating Lafarge tonight. Pretty good game. Unofficially, the score looks like 69-63. I don't know if we're going to trust our ace reporter or not, but he's got to be close. At least he knows Weston won, so thank you. Free throw trying to tie it for Dodgeville. It is no good. One more coming up for Addison Riley, a sophomore. Lots of sophomores getting a lot of playing time this year for Dodgeville. Lydia Riley has played a lot. Marley McGraw and Abilene Bartz. Free throw is in the air and good, and we are tied. Addison Riley nails the free throw. 42 apiece. 4:41 remaining in this Southwest Conference game. Ball on the right side. On the dribble drive, River Valley speeding it up. Now Osborne inside. There's a catch and release for Woodhouse in the lane. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Fires it back to Osborne. She'll drive, tries to dish it low, and there's a foul call. That will be on Dodgeville. Just its fourth foul. We did not get bonus throws in the first half or in the second half yet. Five fouls in River Valley, four on Dodgeville. This foul is on Abilene Bartz, her first. At the free throw line, Osborne, 4 points tonight, her first trip to the line. This one in the air and good. And we are no longer tied. 43-42, River Valley. 4:25 to play. One more for Osborne. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound Dodgeville, pulled down by Doherty, and the Dodgers take it across half court. 4:20 to play. River Valley by one. McGraw on the right wing. Marley drives free throw line, backs in, and nothing there. Fires it back to Doherty. She'll drive, now back to McGraw at the high post. Dribbles, leans in, tough shot, no good. Fought for, rebound to Vinny in River Valley. Outlet to Heglin. Heidi skips it up to Osborne. She'll shoot, it's up and good. Tough layup, and Kareen Osborne hits River Valley by three. 45-42, 3:52 remaining. Dodgeville with McGraw at the free throw line. Dishes back to Riley, three on the way. Oh, just about in and out. Rebound River Valley. Picked up now by Heglin. She'll take it the other way. Heidi has it knocked down and picked up by Myers. River Valley resumes its offense. Osborne on the right wing, needing some help. Blackhawks by three, trying to take it up by more. They have led by as many as 10 in this game. On a drive, Osborne to the baseline. DeVinny for three. It is no good. fought for. Rebound, Hegland wide open, put back, good. Heidi Hegland with a money shot from low post, and it is 47-42, 5-point lead now for River Valley. Timeout, Dodgeville. 3:07 remaining. Area girls basketball coming your way tonight from the Southwest Wisconsin Conference on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Blood donors give of themselves to help others, and research shows that all of us will need the help of a blood transfusion sometime in our lives. If you have piercings or tattoos, you can still donate blood, though you may have to wait a year after your last piercing or tattoo before donating. If you're interested in learning more about your eligibility, reach out to the Richland Hospital and Clinics. It takes all of us. Sign up for our next blood drive today.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. 3:07 remaining in the ballgame. Phil Nee with you on a Thursday night. The birthday boy, Michael Hernan, back in the studio. And we are ready now as the Dodgers bring it in. Knocked away by Hegland. Hegland drives into the paint. Tough shot. Won't go. And gets her own rebound. And tries to spin it away. And then goes to the floor. Hart's going to be stopped. Making sure she's all right. Foul called on Dodgeville. That'll be on Riley. Lydia Riley. Fourth foul on Dodgeville. Brooklyn Stokes will be in. Lydia Riley with her second foul. Hegland will exit. And the inbounder is coming up with an inbound in just a moment. We were at 26-21 at halftime. River Valley had gone on a 14-0 run to get to a 26-16 lead. Then Dodgeville scored 5 points to get within five at halftime. And Dodgeville has led in the second half. Ball comes in. There's a shot by DeVinny. Oh, blocked by McGraw. And a foul called on River Valley. Marley McGraw gets the solid block. And then River Valley commits the foul. That'll be a number 12, Alexis DeVinny. That'll be her second. And the Dodgers will put it in play. Dodgeville firing in. They're looking to rally here on the road. Doherty back to Lydia Riley. Riley drives along the half-court line. Backs across, looking inside. Nothing there. Bounces it now to the right wing. Doherty to the baseline. 15-footer in traffic. No good. Rebound by Lydia Riley. She's pinned in. Tries to get rid of it, and she is going to be tied up. Jump ball call. DeVinny got the tie-up, and River Valley gains the alternate possession arrow. So the Blackhawks will have the ball, leading by five, 47-42, 2:34 to go. River Valley looking, lobbing it in. DeVinny has the ball and trying to get away with the pass to the right side. Back to Stokes. Now Woodhouse. Woodhouse holds it up, lets the defense get up and the offense catch up, and everybody getting ready. And now the pass comes around the perimeter. Far side. Here's Stokes on a drive. Lobs it baseline. There is a pass to Myers, knocked away and out of bounds by Abilene Bartz of Dodgeville. It'll be River Valley ball. 2:14 to play. Blackhawks by five. Woodhouse from the baseline, passes in and play. That's DeVinny. DeVinny back to Osborne. Osborne driving, free throw line left. Pivots, cross court, knocked away. Lydia Riley gets the steal, goes against the double team. Top shot, won't go. McGraw trying to save it and does, but they say she stepped out of bounds. That was a golden opportunity for Dodgeville, but River Valley defended it well. Did not foul her and made sure that it was not an easy way, lane to the layup, and it was missed. McGraw almost got a nice save, but it'll be River Valley ball with 2 minutes to play, and Osborne slings it back now to Woodhouse. Woodhouse across half court. Dodgeville only five fouls, so they've got couple to give to get it to the bonus throws. Pass goes to the right side. It's going to be taken there by Osborne, trying to get it loose and lost it. It's going to be picked up now by McGraw. Here is Marley McGraw into the front court, takes it all the way down deep, and she is fouled. And DeVinny is going to be the one who fouled her. They both cracked heads, it looks like. Boy, that's not... They're both going to get up, and both a little bit woozy. So the foul is called on Alexis DeVinny, which will be her third, and that'll put McGraw at the free throw line. The official giving both ladies a chance to kind of catch their breath. And, of course, the shooter is McGraw, so they'll give her a moment, make sure she's all right. Everybody getting into the free throw blocks. The scenario is this. A minute 36 to play. River Valley leads by five, and McGraw at the line for the first time tonight. She has not scored. Free throw in the air and no good. She'll get a second throw. Second one coming up. Must have determined that she was in the process of shooting. Again, no bonus yet. That one is up, and no, it is no good. And the rebound by Ella Myers. Myers, the outlet pass, DeVinny and Woodhouse. A minute 30 to play. River Valley by 5, 47-42. DeVinny, left side, now right. It goes to Woodhouse. Woodhouse drives back toward the half-court line.